And this is New England Public Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Carrie Healy. A former Boston City councilor is offering a suggestion he says could help his city and Springfield. Mike Ross wrote a column in Boston Magazine saying Massachusetts should auction off its historic state house so it could become condos. And he'd make Springfield the new capital city. I called Ross up to ask if he was being serious. He says there was some hyperbole in his column.
But it kind of is meant to create questions and draw a conversation, which I hope this is, that Springfield needs attention and it needs resources. It needs to have more than one train trip to downtown Boston a day. And the economy itself in Springfield could use a boost. And so in Boston, where you have a real estate market on fire, you have tremendous economic development activity occurring, you know, perhaps it's not the craziest idea to talk about relocating the state capital. You know, dozens of states have relocated their state capital. Many have done so with an eye towards economic development. And I would think that Albany, New York is very happy to have the state capital there, as is Springfield, Illinois, as opposed to the state capitals there being in respectively New York City and Chicago, which they're not. So I think there are models for it. I think it could be done, but you know, mostly it was just kind of an interesting idea that I thought I'd put on paper and see what kind of reaction we got.
Well, you did call Springfield New England's version of Detroit, citing the relatively high unemployment rate, the infrastructure challenges, closed factories. Okay, local boosters here would take issue with that. Okay, there are projects like the rail car manufacturer, the renovated Union Station, and that new casino set to open next year. So was this really about a love for Springfield?
You know, that might have been a little harsh, the Detroit comment. But even, you know, Detroit has its boosters who are watching that city participate in a renaissance. And Springfield needs a renaissance. I don't think there's a person in Springfield today that is happy with the way things are. If there is, please let me know. I mean, I think what you need in Springfield is an infusion of economic development. And I'm suggesting one way that it could happen. But I harbor no ill will towards Springfield. I feel kind of bad that the rest of the Commonwealth isn't doing as well. But I'm not surprised. Again, I mean, if you can't get there, then how, you know, that's start there, you know. So I don't think the trick here is to throw platitudes at a city and hope it gets better. I think the trick is to figure out how we fix it.
Mm-hmm. I should say that we did reach out to Mayor Dominic Sarno for comment, and quite uncharacteristically, his office said no comment. You are a real estate attorney. Would you buy one of these state house condos?
I couldn't afford to buy one of these state house condos, and I do okay. I don't do that well. I think those state house condos would be, you know, easily probably $2 million a piece.
Okay, probability scale time. We'll call it zero being it's never going to happen, and 10 being you truly expect an avalanche of agreement from Beacon Hill. What are the chances that your dream happens and the state house gets sold and the Capitals move to Springfield?
You know, I'd put it like a 1.5 or a 2. I think that's even generous, but I think, you know, there could be a state rep or senator out there who's like, you know what, there are crazier ideas and this might work. This could help us. And it would help Springfield. It really would. And it wouldn't really hurt Boston. Boston would be fine. In fact, we'd probably have a little bit less traffic, and that's not a bad thing.
Mike Ross is a lawyer in Boston and a former city councilor. We put a link to his column at NEPR.net.